About yourself, Mike, just in case anyone doesn't know you.
My name is Mike Crockett. I've been coming to the church for 2-3 years now. Time flies by so quickly. Or it did until February of this year. It was an Alpha course that brought me to church, which I'll speak more about in a second or two. Currently I work as a software developer, finding my feet in a totally new area of work after being made redundant from my previous job at newspaper. And I'm married to Shona, so that's the biography, basically.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, so how did you start exploring Christianity? I'm thinking about this little boy with the map. It wasn't quite like that. It was something different. How did it happen for you?
Well, it was closer to the little boy with the map than you might think. The seed was really planted on a holiday in Italy. I was in St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican. And you look around and you think to yourself, what is it that inspires people to create such art, such beautiful art? And it got me thinking. And that was really it for a year or two. And then I realized I didn't have an answer when people asked me, do you have faith? Are you an atheist? Do you believe? So I decided to find out what I was. And it turns out I was what they call a lazy agnostic, which means you don't know and you don't care. And I thought, what can I do about that? I can at least remove the lazy part. If I'm still agnostic after, I can at least take care of the lazy part of it. So we moved to Inverness 4 years ago now, in August 16, and it's just two streets over that we live. And I saw the sign for the Alpha course, and I thought, well, here's a chance to maybe shake off that lazy tag and put some effort into getting some questions answered. And that's pretty much where it began.
There was a Bible as well, wasn't there? You were given a Bible?
Yes. The minister who conducted our wedding gave us a Bible. It was the Message Bible. I think he was trying to make it as easy as possible for us. And I was determined that that wouldn't just be just another book that sat on the shelf. I was determined to make sure that that it's something I would pick up and read, study, try and understand as best as I could. So all those things sort of came together to, and a greater desire to know God and explore faith. And that's where the Alpha course came in.
Yeah. And you were a very enthusiastic participant, but always saying, I'm not a Christian yet. But then there was one particular evening where you said, I've crossed the line. You know, what was the turning point for you?
The turning point was when I realized the power of prayer. I may not have been a Christian, but I was praying at the time. And my job, this is my previous job, had changed so much that I didn't enjoy it anymore. So I prayed for a change at work. And I was made redundant. So if nothing else, that's a lesson, and be careful what you pray for. But the way I was made redundant, it felt, I took it a little personally, probably more personally than I should have. Like, I felt judged. I felt like they didn't want me anymore. I wasn't good enough. And then It wasn't actually during an Alpha course, it was the Freedom in Christ course. And I realized that no matter how judged you feel by other people, there's only one who can judge you. That's God. And he has already judged you worth dying for. You know, that's pretty much sum it up. You know, you can think, you can care too much about what other people think, and these people are judging me, and the judgment not good enough, but There's only one who can truly judge, and he's already judged you worth dying for.
Mm.
So that was, if I was to put my finger on any one turning point, I think that was it.
Mm. Yeah, that was a profound moment, and it was at your lowest point and a time of unwanted change. Just like we're going through a time of unwanted change as a society at the moment. So what difference does faith in Jesus make to your life right now, as in present day?
I think the biggest difference is it gives me the strength in knowing that we don't have to take this on ourselves. This whole thing called life and how difficult it was even before. I mean, life has always had its challenges. And those challenges increased for everyone exponentially earlier this year. And we can find ourselves in situations where, oh, this is new to me. I'm unqualified for this. I've never felt this way before. I don't know how to deal with what's happening. But in Jesus, we have someone who can walk that path with us, who we walk the path with, and we're not doing it alone. There's only so much friends and family can do for you. I struggle to put it into words sometimes.
Yeah, but we're not alone.
We're not alone.
Mm-hmm. And what helps you to keep in the faith? What helps you to... Well, who helps you? What kind of practical things have been helpful to you?
Prayer. I find myself praying so much more.
Uh-huh.
And I'm part of a small group that meets every Tuesday. Every Tuesday evening. It's an extension of the Freedom in Christ course. And we used to meet on the second Tuesday of every month. But when lockdown came in, we started doing that every week. That's David Johnston's group. And so that became one of the lockdown habits. You know, Monday night was a Zoom call with my parents. Tuesday night was the church group. Wednesday night was a night off. Thursday night, we were all out clapping. I'm sure you remember that. So just the habits like that, you know, the regular.
Yeah.
Regular habits. So, yeah, the Tuesday night group has been a great help.
Yeah, because we used to see each other very regularly, and then I didn't see you very much.
Uh-huh.
But I was so delighted to know you were in this weekly fellowship, discipleship group. So how can we pray for you tonight?
Just pray that I would continue growing in my knowledge of God, the lockdown stuff has changed my life quite a lot when it comes to work. I'm actually starting a new job tomorrow, so
wow.
I'm praying about that. And my wife's working circumstances have changed as well. Mm-hmm. But just prayer that would carry on.
What good timing for us to be able to pray for you just before you start a new job. Well, I'm obviously contributing a lot tonight, so I would like someone else to pray. So if you want to put your hand up, if you'd like to pray for Mike, or I'll ask someone to pray. Yeah. Kenny? So a microphone for Kenny, please. And maybe Alan could pray as well, because I think you were also offering to pray there, Alan, so you can pray as well. And we can generalize the prayers to all of us, because all of us need to grow in our faith, don't we? All of us need God's help. So Kenny will pray, then Alan will pray, and we'll pray with them.
Our great loving God, we thank you for Mike and Shona and all their family and friends, and I do just pray for them, pray for Mike in particular tonight, for your spirit to move in his life, for blessing, for strength, for love to grow all the fruits of the Spirit, and that he will shine for you wherever he goes, socially and in work, Lord. We just thank you for him. Fill him now, we pray, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you that Mike took the bottle and came here and made inquiries. But more so, we thank you that your hand was upon his life in a very special way, because his openness has been a challenge to us all as he walked the path and came to a knowledge of you as Savior and Lord. We thank you for him and for Shona, for their attendance here and their attention to growth, that they want to grow in the things of yourself. We thank you that Mike had a big change in life, leaving press to go into computer, and then now changing his job and starting again tomorrow in a new environment. We pray for your protection, that you would help him to fulfill all his responsibilities. And for Shona, who's had such a tremendous change in her job, with her not being able to wear masks, etc., that she would also be protected and been able to know your presence too. Lord, for his welcoming face, for Mike's wonderful smile, for his commitment to the things of yourself, protect him and richly bless him, we pray in your precious name. Amen.